I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, July 13th. This is Utah's new news. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City, 91 degrees.
An easy drive on the Valley Freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this half hour. The continuing surge of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations have doctors worried about Utah's caregivers. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has the latest.
From a news conference this morning, Intermountain Infectious Disease Physician Dr. Eddie Stenium says about 95% of people being admitted to hospitals right now are unvaccinated.
You know, from a caregiver standpoint, that's really disappointing because these are preventable hospitalizations.
Dr. Stenium says the numbers show vaccinations are plateauing here in Utah.
We're still getting vaccinations out to our communities, but at much lower levels.
As for the Delta variant, booster shots, and other questions, Dr. Stenium says we shouldn't be worried about any of that. Right now, he says we need to worry about getting more people vaccinated. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Pfizer and Moderna both say they are now testing the possibility of a third booster shot for their COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health, tells Good Morning America there are promising signs that the shots are offering long-term protection.
I think we're going to have to keep tracking this. There are people now who are 8 months out of their second shot of the vaccine, we're starting to get pretty good information about how long the protection lasts.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's too early to tell whether a booster will be needed. BYU Hawaii will require students to be vaccinated before they return to classes in the fall. The private university says it's in a news release that the requirement applies to all students. The school says it will help those who don't get the shot before coming to campus to get it once they return. Students at BYU in Provo, BYU Idaho, and Ensign College are being encouraged but not required to get the COVID-19 shot, according to the Deseret News. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The fight over voting reform takes center stage today as some Democratic state lawmakers from Texas are in Washington, D.C. It's all part of an effort to slow the passage of laws in the Republican-controlled state.
More than 50 Democratic lawmakers from Texas have left the state in an effort to break quorum, preventing the Texas legislature from having the minimum amount of lawmakers present to vote on that restrictive voting bill. Many of those lawmakers are in Washington, D.C., where they plan to lobby for the passage of federal election reform. It comes on the same day that President Joe Biden is in Philadelphia to make remarks on voting rights. Avery Harper, ABC News, Washington.
The president is expected to speak later this hour. We will watch for him and bring you the latest here on KSL News Radio. Much of the smoke here in Utah is due to wildfires burning in California and Oregon, and those blazes are not letting up. ABC's Will Carr reports on how the town of Doyle has been hit hard.
Residents here describe a horrific scene. They say the flames raced towards this community like a freight train. Some people only had a matter of seconds to get out before those flames destroyed many of the homes on this block. Last year was a historic fire season here in California, and this year we've already had more fires and far more land burned, and it comes on the heels of another record-setting heat wave.
Carr also reports that this is the second major fire this year that's been through the small town near the California-Nevada border. Doctors say Utah's smoky and smoggy skies aren't just bad for us physically, but they're bad for us mentally, too. Some counselors say the smoke causes inflammation, which can impact our serotonin levels. Psychologist Karen Checkett says many Utahns already have mental health issues because of weather and elevation.
With the elevations that we have here as well, that we're chronically have lower levels of vitamin D than most other people in in lower elevations.
Athletic trainers say many people boost their serotonin levels through exercise, but people should always be inside. The record heat in Utah is killing fish in southern Utah. Richard Hepworth with the Division of Wildlife Resources says rainbow trout don't like the warm weather.
This is kind of an annual occurrence at this lake, or once we hit specific temperatures that are just too warm for trout, we start to see die-offs in the pond.
About 50 fish were found dead recently on the banks of Cedar City Lake. It was originally reported as poaching, but Hepworth says the ongoing drought and the record high temperatures are actually to blame.
The Afghanistan War.
More criticism today of President Biden's removing troops from Afghanistan. The Senate Republican leader is now predicting a bad outcome. ABC's Andy Field has the latest.
Even though the Pentagon says it's leaving a well-trained and equipped Afghan army to fight the Taliban, Republican Mitch McConnell insists
Afghanistan is unraveling.
The Senate Republican leader saying President Biden's making a deadly mistake pulling all U.S. troops out.
He's rejected warnings that the government in Kabul will fall to the Taliban.
The Pentagon saying the U.S. is not there to fight an Afghan civil war. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Coming up on KSL, after a year where people watched a lot of TV, television is getting a lot of Emmy nominations, plus a look at your noontime drive.
We do have an accident in the Holiday Mill Creek area. It's on the ramp, southbound I-215's East Belt at 4500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
America's 20-year war.
The president insists no amount of sustained American presence in Afghanistan will resolve the country's problems.
Withdrawal from Afghanistan. Ongoing coverage on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When you retire, if you don't have a plan to reduce your taxes, generate income, and maximize your Social Security benefits, well, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement income, money you could use. Learn how you could make your savings go twice as far in retirement at GetMoreWithBoss.com. GetMoreWithBoss.com. When you answer a few simple questions, you'll instantly receive a free report that shows you exactly how much more money you could get in retirement. Reduce your taxes, maximize your Social Security benefits, and generate more income. Make your money go twice as far when you retire. Go to GetMoreWithBoss.com. GetMoreWithBoss.com. Again, that's GetMoreWithBoss.com.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Kevin Amanda here letting you know that June is a great time to buy a Honda, especially right now when they're offering top dollar for your trades. But if you're looking for a new vehicle at any of their seven dealerships from Logan to Orem, make sure and take that HR-V for a test drive. And I say thank you to Brandon Wilson at Ken Garf Honda downtown. This HR-V seats five comfortably, but it has something they call a magic seat in the back that is configurable to many things, even accommodating items up to 8 feet long. And if you're looking for entertainment on the road, it comes with a 7-inch display audio screen.
Now, I own a Honda Accord, but I've had a chance to drive the big one, the Pilot, and my thanks to Scott at Larry H. Miller Honda in Murray for that. The Pilot seats eight easily, and it's got the heated and ventilated front seats. We need those ventilated front seats. It's got the hands-free power tailgate and this cool PA system where you can talk from the front driver's seat all the way to the people in the back.
And don't forget, your trade-in has never been worth more. The more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, healthcare workers in Utah now say they are concerned over the preventable cases of COVID that are putting people in the hospital. 95% of people being admitted right now with the virus are unvaccinated. A man is recovering in the hospital today after getting dragged by a tracks train. This happened at the ballpark station at 180 West and 13 South. Lieutenant Dallin Taylor with the Utah Transit Authority says the man was trying to board the train on his wheelchair. The
gentleman was trying to maneuver his wheelchair and ended up backing into the train, which caught the edge, or which caught his wheelchair and actually drug him down the platform and then into the rails.
Lieutenant Taylor says the man was dragged about 50 to 60 feet and people at the station were able to help him before the first responders arrived. People will be able to give their opinions on plans to help the traffic in Little Cottonwood Canyon today. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The public comment period is already open for people to weigh in on the future of Little Cottonwood Canyon, but tonight there will also be an open house to give people the chance to speak in person. UDOT has two options they're considering to help alleviate traffic. One would expand bus service, which would mean about a 36-minute ride up the canyon. The other would be a gondola that would run from the base to the Alta and Snowbird ski resorts. That public open house will be held this afternoon, 4:30 at the Butler Middle School in Cottonwood Heights. A virtual hearing will be held next week. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Emmy nominations are out today. The Crown is tied with Mandalorian for the most nominations with 24 apiece. Disney's WandaVision also getting some bragging rights as a runner-up for the most. The awards ceremony in September will be held virtually because of the pandemic. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together is sponsored by Zions Bank. Ricky Meese, we missed you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Maria. We do have a stalled vehicle northbound Bangor Highway, about 3500 South. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic in West Valley City. We do have the crash now cleared on the east belt at the 4500 South off-ramp. Had been blocking a right lane, really didn't cause any kind of major delays, so that's the good news. Valley Freeway traffic actually in really good shape. We do have the cleanup, the final cleanup of an earlier crash at 9th East and 20th South. Want to beat the heat? Cool down this summer in Box Elder County. Visit Willard Bay State Park. Boat, fish, or just splash around. Visit boxelder.org for more information. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, I was hoping those morning rain showers would cool things down a bit, but it seems like they just made things muggy. Let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Highs upper 90s again today with scattered thunderstorms. We've already been seeing some already. Then tomorrow, more the same in the afternoon. More storms possible and high of 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, more changes just a few more days before the Olympic opening ceremony. We'll go in depth on that coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Wasatch Credit Association is a locally owned company and the place to earn great rates on your money. Wasatch Credit Association certificates provide reliable, competitive, fixed interest rate returns from 3.5% on a 12-month investment and up to 4.75% on a 60-month investment, with interest paid out quarterly. A minimum investment of $10,000 gives you a fixed rate, fixed term, no-fee certificate. So why settle for less? Interested? Call your local Wasatch Credit Association in Midvale today, 801-566-5559. 801-566-5559. Again, that's 801-566-5559. And visit them online at wasatchcredit.com. Find out how to grow your money today at wasatchcredit.com. Certificates are securities offered by Wasatch Credit Association and are not insured by any federal or state governmental agency. Available for Utah residents only.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Team USA is training hard and ready for the Olympic Games. And so is Jacob.
Whoa, I've got my lucky shirt and Xfinity Flex.
Oh, yeah. Jacob's family got Xfinity Internet with the best Wi-Fi for their home and a Flex 4K streaming box free, plus Peacock Premium included, so Jacob is ready for anything.
Go Team USA!
With medal ceremonies, highlights, interviews, and more, plus apps like Disney+, Netflix, and Hulu, it's all of Jacob's favorites in one place.
Can your internet do that?
Get ready for the Olympic Games with Xfinity Internet for only $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And get a Flex 4K streaming box free and Peacock Premium included. Offer ends September 30th, so go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Subscriptions required to access streaming services.
Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Intermountain Healthcare physicians are voicing their concern about the surge of COVID cases and hospitalizations in Utah. They say 95% of those going to hospitals with the virus are unvaccinated. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, Utah Department of Wildlife Resources says the heat is killing fish in southern Utah. Dozens of dead fish were recently found on the banks of Cedar City Lake. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meeks.
We've had a report of a stalled vehicle northbound Bangor Highway in West Valley at 3500 South. Valley Freeway traffic, though, crash-free and delay-free. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Upper 90s today with scattered thunderstorms. I'm Graham Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 91 degrees, smoky in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden in Philadelphia this afternoon. He'll deliver a speech on voting rights.
The White House says President Biden today in remarks in Philadelphia will redouble his commitment to using every tool at his disposal to protect the rights of Americans to vote. The Justice Department last month announced it was suing the state of Georgia over its sweeping election law recently passed by Republicans there. Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the president will continue to push for federal legislation, but Democratic efforts to move forward on Capitol Hill have been blocked by Republicans. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
Texas Democrats are in Washington, D.C. after walking out of a special session in their state aimed at taking up a voting rights bill. ABC News political director Rick Klein says that pause is temporary.
The governor of Texas can continue to call special sessions, and there's other business that is pressing right now that could entice Democrats to come back to the state. So it's not clear what the end game is for the Texas Democrats or for Republicans who remain as committed as ever to passing these election reforms.
The FDA revising the fact sheet for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to include a warning of a possible link to a rare neurological disorder after receiving the shot. Health officials say they are tracking 100 preliminary cases in men over 50. Dr. Ashish Shah, dean of the Brown University School of Public Health.
This is a very rare side effect of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We're still figuring out whether it's really related. But given that it's been shown with other vaccines, it's been shown with infections, it would not be surprised if it ends up being a real association, but a very, very rare one.
The J&J one-shot dose has been given to more than 12 million people. Health officials say despite a rise in COVID-19 cases, Americans don't need a COVID-19 booster yet. Instead, health experts are calling on more people to get their initial COVID shots to protect against the variants. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Japan was hoping the pandemic would be over when they pushed back the Olympics by a year, but it's still causing problems around the globe, and the opening ceremonies are just 2 weeks away. ABC's James Longman is in Japan with the latest.
The opening ceremonies, usually packed with thousands of gold medal hopefuls proudly marching from every corner of the earth, likely paired way back, and 30 minutes longer to allow for social distancing. A massive testing and quarantining process is in place. Athletes must arrive at the Olympic Village in Japan's capital 5 days before their sports start, and they have to leave the country 48 hours after they've been eliminated or their event ends, whatever comes first. And masks are mandatory at all times except when competing.
They have to kind of pretend they're back in 2020, dealing with those very rigid rules that they live by in 2020, even though now, of course, it's the summer of 2021.
Going ahead with the Games has been controversial. Japan's COVID numbers are far lower than most other countries, but they're rising, and the Delta variant accounts for 64% of cases in the Tokyo region. That's expected to be 75% by the end of July. And crucially, only about 16% of people have received a vaccine. There's big local opposition to these events happening at all. Olympic organisers have implemented strict protocols to keep athletes safe and the games running smoothly, like daily testing and tracking apps to monitor movement.
No high fives, no handshakes, no cheering, no yelling. It is going to be a very Spartan existence.
And it's not just the athletes locking down. Spectators will be banned from nearly every event, including parents of Olympians, meaning none of that Olympic drama, like these infamous scenes from US gymnast Ali Raisman.
Let's go.
And even for journalists covering the games, getting into the country is not easy.
Yeah, Longman also reports that he's not allowed to leave his hotel room for 3 days, and he's not allowed to actually enter the city of Tokyo. You've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank. Here's Ricky Meese.
A tow truck is now on the scene of this stalled vehicle. They almost have it loaded. And this is going to be northbound Bangor Highway at 3500 South in West Valley. That left lane is blocked, but you can easily get around it, and you're not going to see any kind of backups or delays. The Valley freeways are in really good shape. You're going to see good speeds and no problems, and that does include I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Escape into the music with Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival going on now through August 7th in Park City. Tickets available at deervalleymusicfestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Storms here and there today, along with smoky conditions, partly cloudy skies, into the high 90s to near 100. Tomorrow, 98. More scattered thunderstorms and more of the same on Thursday as well. Hit or miss thunderstorms, especially afternoon and upper 90s. More sunshine on a Friday. Smoke ought to start going away, though. 99 and mostly sunny, hot for the weekend again. Saturday and Sunday were both near 100 and 101 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Well, that's good. The smoke at least is going to go away. Right now, 91 degrees. Smoky, hazy sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, markets in negative territory. The Dow losing a part of what it gained yesterday. We'll get you a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Taos, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva sampling to customize their weight loss program, NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances hormones where the side effect is weight loss. First, they use hair and saliva samples, along with NJ Diet's bioenergetic scans, which allows the doctors to customize the natural process with laser-like precision. NJ Diet then uses your DNA information to determine your ideal weight, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins, as well as giving you at least 10 specific ways to eat to maintain the weight loss. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, hormones, or surgery. Available from home with live online video consultations or a location in Salt Lake City at Sugar House Center. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET, or log on to NJDiet.com to lose the weight for good.
KSL News Time 1224. The FAA is out with new numbers today on unruly airline passengers. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Masks continue to be a point of contention on board planes. They are mandated federally, but passengers keep fighting flight attendants over them. The FAA saying this year it has received around 3,420 reports of unruly passengers, and 2,559 of them have been passengers refusing to comply with the federal mask mandate. Hefty fines have been issued in 80 of the cases, and 555 have been found to be possible violations in which fines could be coming. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Watch Utah's Money. It's sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Amazon says they're looking to hire 100,000 military veterans and their spouses. The retail giant says they hope to hire the veterans by 2024. Pepsi is seeing a huge surge in sales. Company saw a 20% sale increase in the last quarter as demand for drinks from restaurants returns. It's National French Fry Day. Many restaurants will offer freebies and discounted potatoes today to celebrate. McDonald's and Wendy's are both offering free fries with purchases when you use their apps. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 70 points, sitting at 34,926. S&P 500 down by 7 and the NASDAQ down by 25 points. A Taco Bell employee in Nashville is facing criminal charges. She's accused of setting the restaurant on fire after playing with fireworks inside the store. Nashville Fire Department says surveillance cameras captured employees playing with fireworks in the store, then accidentally locking themselves out of the store. Oops. Now they say the employees can be seen locking the doors to the dining room to keep customers from entering, while the employees are seen running around the inside with fireworks in their hands. It's estimated that the fire caused more than $30,000 worth of damage. Whew. We'll update your drive coming up next. And join Doug Wright and Steve Sales at the Northern Wasatch Parade of Homes Friday, 9 to noon. Use discount code Doug for $2 off your tickets at northernwasatchparadeofhomes.com.
Utah's historic drought grinds on.
Drought conditions continue to get worse.
A third week of triple-digit highs.
At or above 100 degrees once again.
Get special coverage this week on what it means to you. And Thursday, a one-hour special from noon till 1. The Utah Drought. It's on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
IVC has been the leading interventional vascular and vein center in Utah for over 15 years. Listen closely. This commercial could save your life. Have you ever heard of DVT? This is a simple medical term for a blood clot in your legs or arms. Once these blood clots develop, they can impede normal blood flow, causing extreme swelling, discomfort, and chronic skin ulcers. While DVT is a fairly common condition, it can also be very dangerous. If the clot breaks away and travels through your bloodstream, it could end up in your lungs as a pulmonary embolism, or PE, a potentially fatal condition. But there is good news. IVC can help. The doctors at IVC are experts in diagnosing and treating DVT with a minimally invasive procedure. As IVC has been saying for years, life starts when the pain stops. IVC can also help with many other vascular disorders, including pelvic venous congestion, varicocele, and varicose veins. Don't wait even one more day. Visit iVein.com or call 801-379-6700 today for a free screening.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and Weather Together is sponsored by Zions Bank, and here's Ricky Meese.
That left lane is now open from the stalled vehicle in West Valley, northbound Bangor at 3500 South. A new crash on I-215's East Belt. This is northbound just after about 3900 South near the ramp. The world premiere of 1820, the musical, live on stage August 6th. Susan Easton Black says it's a fresh look at the prophetic role of Joseph Smith. Call Covey Center for the Arts today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
I've seen a couple of scattered thunderstorms already along the Wasatch Front this morning. We're expecting more throughout the day. Scattered. High temperatures still in the upper 90s. Bigger storms in the southern part of the state today, by the way. And then tomorrow, more scattered storms, afternoon and 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And already 94 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah drought.
The excessive heat warning across most of the state has expired, but KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports there's another weather-related concern down south.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for parts of southern Utah, mostly around Zion, Bryce Canyon, and Capitol Reef National Parks and St. George. A watch is different than a warning. A watch simply means flooding could happen. A warning means it's probably going to. Slot Canyon's dry washes and areas with poor drainage are at highest risk.
The storms will also bring much-needed moisture to northern Utah. The drought and hot temperatures are being blamed for killing 50 fish at a lake in southern Utah. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
It's an annual event. That's from the manager of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources Southern Region Office, Richard Hepworth. Originally, the deaths were blamed on poaching, but Hepworth says the trout can't handle the heat.
It'll happen over a couple-week period, usually. You'll have a big die-off.
Hepworth says several species of fish are stocked each year in the 200 lakes he manages. Catfish and bass can survive in warmer temperatures, but don't do well in the cold like rainbow trout do. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A new poll shows most Utahns are very worried about spiking inflation, especially since most people don't think the cost of living is ever going to go back down. KSL News Radio's Paul Nilsen has more.
The Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll surveyed 1,000 registered voters and found 85% of us are concerned about rising inflation. And out of that group, 60% of Utahns think the inflation is a long-term issue and prices will continue to climb. But some analysts say people need to see the big picture, adding that current numbers are being compared to the worst of the economic impacts of the pandemic.
The Deseret News reports some analysts don't think that inflation will go anywhere near as bad as it was in the 70s. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Officials say two Baltimore police officers were shot while trying to arrest a suspect wanted in a homicide.
The two detectives found the suspect in a car at a mall parking lot. When they walked up to that car,
it was at that time the suspect exited the vehicle and fired multiple rounds at officers, striking two Baltimore City detectives.
Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison says both are in stable condition and will survive. Officers did fire back and killed the suspect. Phil Yakubuski, ABC News, Baltimore.
As many as 76 people were killed by lightning in India over the last few days. CBS News reports several were killed while taking selfies at a 12th century fort. Lightning strikes are common in the region during the summer monsoon season. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced financial compensation to the families of those that were killed and injured. Vaccination rates continue to slow down, and health officials are concerned about the fast-spreading Delta variant of COVID-19. vaccine. North Carolina resident Linda Edwards says she's on a mission to urge people to get vaccinated after she was hospitalized for 2 weeks with the virus in a room next to her son, who was also infected.
It is not worth not taking the vaccine because of what it can do to your family. And I mean, we could have easily had 2 funerals.
Now she says she didn't get the vaccine because she didn't think that she was at risk where she lives in a sparsely populated county. Doctors across Utah are voicing their concern about the recent surge of COVID cases and hospitalizations. From a news conference this morning, Intermountain infectious disease physician Dr. Eddie Stenium says most of those going to the hospital with the virus are unvaccinated.
What we're seeing now is that in those that choose not to get vaccinated, they're the ones at risk for severe disease. And, you know, their actions are going to then determine whether or not they're going to be at higher risk or lower risk of getting the infection.
Dr. Stenium says the rise in hospitalizations is frustrating as a healthcare provider because they're virtually all preventable. Other national stories we are following. The family of a man detained in Belarus is calling for his release and accusing the president of that country of silencing his critics.
Yuris Zinkovich, a U.S. citizen, was snatched off a Moscow street this past April. Zinkovich is a longtime opponent of Alexander Lukashenko, the authoritarian leader of his native Belarus. Zinkovich was taken with another Belarusian critic of Lukashenko. Both men are accused by Russia and Belarus of plotting a coup against the Belarusian authoritarian leader. But Zinkovich's wife, as well as others, have told ABC the idea he could have orchestrated a coup is ridiculous.
That is ABC's Patrick Reeval reporting. KSL News Time is 12:35, and coming up, new evidence that employee health programs pay off in the long run. Plus, look at your noontime drive.
A crash on I-215's East Belt going northbound prior to 33rd South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your daytime companions.
Retail workers putting those jobs at record rates.
Fast food industries raising their pay.
How organizations deal with change usually determines their destiny.
KSL has news all morning and the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
You may not have heard the term fiduciary, but if you're working with a financial professional, it's important to know what a fiduciary means. A fiduciary, per license, has the duty to put the client's best interest first. In other words, your interests over our own. My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and as a fiduciary, we must choose the best investment product available and have reasonable basis for that advice. Most financial professionals are simply paid a commission for selling you a product. Trajan Wealth is fee only, which means we're paid a low flat fee, and that gives us incentive to grow your portfolio because our interests are aligned. If you're working with someone who is more interested in selling you a product or seems more interested in making a quick commission, then call me, Jeff Jr., and our team of fiduciaries at Trajan Wealth. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, the heat is killing fish in southern Utah. DWR says they found dead fish on the shores of Cedar City Lake, and they just can't survive these high temperatures. KSL News Time, 12:37. Four Tokyo Olympic staffers have been arrested for suspected drug use. Two Americans are among them.
The two Americans detained were electricians working at Olympic venues. Together with two British nationals, the electricians were arrested after one of them broke into an apartment following a night of drinking and suspected drug use. Agreco, the company they worked for, revealing all of the individuals who were interviewed by the police have been suspended from their posts pending a thorough internal investigation. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The First Lady will travel to Japan for the Olympics. First Lady Jill Biden will attend the opening ceremony next week. The White House says the president will not attend the Games, but would send an American delegation. We are getting additional details today about a Michigan man who found dozens of bowling balls buried under his front porch while doing some renovations.
They're packed in there pretty tight, so I had to kind of remove a lot of sand to get them to wiggle loose.
Okay, David Olson found 158 unfinished bowling balls in total, and he says he suspects the original homeowner used the scrap bowling balls under the home instead of sand or cinder blocks. He says he spent 4 hours digging them out. Olson says he suspects there are a lot more bowling balls buried under his home. A new study is shedding some light on how expanding health coverage may pay off in the long run. ABC's Daria Alpinger explains.
A new study finds employers who offer workplace wellness plans plus cover the cost of certain bariatric medicines can lead to greater and longer-lasting weight loss among employees who take part. Researchers at the Cleveland Clinic followed 200 adults with BMIs of 30 or greater. After 1 year, most prescribed medication, along with making lifestyle changes in diet and exercise, lost more than 10% of their body weight, twice as much as those just on the wellness plan. A 10% loss can lead to marked improvement in health factors like blood pressure, risk of diabetes, and joint pain. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank. Ricky Meese, any trouble spots?
We do have a few. In the downtown area, a crash at Main Street and 400 South. Now, Valley Freeway traffic actually delay-free, but we have had an accident on I-215's east belt going northbound prior to 33rd South. That is in the final cleanup stages. And then another crash in West Valley, or I should say another problem in West Valley. The stalled vehicle northbound Bangor at 3500 South has cleared all lanes open, but the crash is reported at 3500 South at about 4100 West, so in that same area near Bangor Highway. Trying to quit smoking? You don't have to quit alone. Way to Quit is here to if you need help. Tips, resources, and coaches are just a click away. Visit waytoquit.org today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Pretty hot out there once again. Smoky skies, and we've got scattered thunderstorms also around. We're going to see more of those tomorrow, and high temperatures right about 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Few clouds, 94 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, a tough situation. Staying mentally healthy when the air outside is unhealthy. Stay with us. We will go in-depth next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
USAA insurance is made for the safe pilots, like Sergeant Hayden. When her hands are on the wheel, her phone is in her purse. So don't bother calling. You're going straight to voicemail. And because she has the USAA Safe Pilot app, her eyes on the road means more money in her pocket. Safe drivers can save up to 30% on auto insurance with USAA Safe Pilot.
Visit USAA.com/safepilot to start saving. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA Safe Pilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of Safe Pilot app required. Earned driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. In Virginia, earned driving discount is up to 20% for renewals before August 23rd, 2021 and up to 30% if earned after that. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. San Antonio, Texas.
You could probably use a little more friendly in your life. That is, Friendly Home Services. We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, buy a new AC system with installation and receive a free air duct cleaning and filtration. That's right, free. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Listen up, y'all. This is the best dadgum sharp-shooting cowgirl in the West. And I'm here talking about target practice, breeding ground for wildfires. Here's how to keep them from spreading. Clear your backdrop of dry grass and rock, and always have water on hand to snuff out pesky sparks. Back where I'm from, them Jones boys kept having shootouts in the dry, grassy field outside of town. They're the reason it's a ghost town. Done been burnt to a crisp. Shoot targets away from dry grass and rock. Use your fire sense.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A new poll shows just how concerned Utahns are about spiking inflation. It says 85% of us are either somewhat or very concerned. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, healthcare workers in Utah now say they are concerned of people getting hospitalized with COVID since the cases they are seeing are preventable. 95% of people who are being admitted right now with the virus are unvaccinated. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
An easy drive on the Valley freeways, but we do have a crash called out in West Valley, 3500 South, 4100 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Storms here and there, temperatures around 100. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, a bit breezy, a few clouds, 94 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden in Philadelphia this hour, where he will deliver a speech on protecting voting rights. This is Republican-led states have or are trying to pass election reforms. Republicans say they're needed for election security. Election experts say there's no evidence in any state of widespread voter fraud. During a break from the bipartisan infrastructure talks on Capitol Hill, Republican Senator John Thune asked about the ongoing false claims of voter fraud made by former President Trump and his supporters. Thune says it will hurt GOP efforts to retake the House and Senate in the midterms.
He's going to keep saying it. There's not anything we can do about it. But like I said, anytime you're talking about the past, you're not talking about the future. And I think the future is where we're going to live. And that's what people care about right now. And we need to be focused on that.
In Surfside, Florida, recovery efforts moving quickly now. Crews recovering more victims. The death toll rising to 95. Officials say 85 have been identified and families have also been notified. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. With bad air quality throughout the state, it can be hard to get outside and get needed sunshine and exercise. Lisa Walker with the Utah Athletic Trainers Association says it's important to be aware of what the air quality is in your area, especially if you are recreating or exercising outside.
What we do know is that those who work out or are athletes are at a special risk with the poor air quality. Exercise can increase your respiration rate maybe 10 to 20 times that of your normal volume. And because you're breathing deeper, it will get deeper into your lungs. So it's really good to be mindful of what your air quality is like that day, whether we have the fires or we don't.
The bad air quality can also complicate our mental health. Walker says to look for other ways to work out if you can't go outside.
Exercise plays a huge role in our mental health. In fact, we say exercise is medicine. And so those who do struggle with any kind of mental health, that's one of the first things we ask them to do. Make sure you get up, you get out of bed, you get some good exercise. When the air quality is bad, it makes it more difficult. But again, is there an alternate exercise or an alternate place that you can go to actually get that exercise done to make sure that you stay on top of that and keep that mental health kind of going in an upwards direction?
Dr. Karen Checkitz, a licensed psychologist, says getting sunshine is also important for good mental health. So the smoke is impacting us in that way as well.
We like to have sunshine on a lot of different levels, but it's also, if you're staying inside, you're not getting the sun that you need. A lot of our vitamin D comes through sunshine being processed through our skin. And so when we're not out there getting sunshine, we don't, again, have enough vitamin D unless you're taking a supplement. So that can contribute to it.
Dr. Checkitz also says there are studies which show evidence of increased depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorder when there are smoky skies.
What they're talking about is that it causes us stress, and so it gets our bodies inflamed. That cortisol stress hormone that we hear about all the time. And because of that, that affects our ability to also have enough serotonin and the other neurochemicals in our brain to keep us happy.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now to get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank. Here's Ricky Meese.
On northbound I-15 in Davis County, we have had some slower speeds as you're approaching and passing 700 South in the Clearfield area. Now, that's the construction zone, but it's a little bit unusual to have these kind of slower speeds at this time of the day. The rest of your valley freeways are in good shape. We do have the two crashes remaining, one downtown at Main and 4th South, the other one in West Valley, the Surface Street crash at 3500 South, just to the side of 4100 West. Jump in the car and head to Logan for the Pioneer Holiday Weekend. They've got city celebrations, festivals, and fireworks in Logan, North Logan, and Minden, and hiking, biking, and eating. Visit exploreLogan.com for more. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Storms here and there. We've already had a few already, and we'll see more scattered storms and partly cloudy skies for the remainder of the day. Highs into the upper 90s. Tomorrow, more of the same, upper 90s. Scattered thunderstorms, especially afternoon. And we'll see more of the same Thursday afternoon as well, with highs back in those upper 90s. More sunshine, not quite as smoky on Friday with high of 99. And it looks like sunny skies, hot again for the weekend, back up to near 100 on both Saturday and for Sunday. Sunshine on Monday and 101. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, smoky 94 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU's Summer Auto Loan Sale is back.
Right now, you can lock in an auto rate as low as 2.59% fixed APR and have all summer to use it.
Buying a car is a big decision, and you don't want to be rushed. You want time to figure out what kind of vehicle you want, and you want to take advantage of this fantastic deal right now, 2.59% fixed APR.
You lock it in, and you have all the way till September to use it, and there's no obligation to even use it. You can just have it and then use it if you want to.
And you don't have to be a member of UCCU to take advantage of that deal. Plus, once you lock in your rate, your immediate family members can also use your low base rate as well.
And plus, remember, we're celebrating the opening of UCCU's new brand. Branches and Draper and Harriman, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
Just stop in to either the Draper or the Harriman branch to register to win.
And UCCU is offering loan deals with big savings on home equity loans, mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
If you have Medicaid and you're 65 or older, or you have a disability, you could receive lots of extra money-saving benefits every year from Molina Healthcare. Just sign up for our special Molina Medicare Complete Care Plan.
Every year, you could get $3,000 in dental coverage, an eye exam plus $300 for eyewear. You can get a hearing exam and two hearing aids, and more than $1,000 for over-the-counter items. Molina Medicare Complete Care lets you keep all your Medicaid benefits, and it has a vast network of doctors. Best of all, it offers you valuable extra benefits you deserve. If you have Medicaid, call Molina Healthcare today at 866-533-1043. That's 866-533-1043. Molina Medicare Complete Care, HMO-SMP, is a health plan with a Medicare contract and a contract with a state Medicaid program. Enrollment in Molina Medicare Complete Care depends on contract renewal. Product offered by Molina Healthcare of Utah, Inc., a wholly owned subsidiary of Molina Healthcare, Inc.
Hi, my name is Tony from Midvale. Would you have a fast food cook perform surgery on you? No. I also wouldn't let anyone install my heat cable except Wasatch Heat Cable. I'll tell you why. I had heat cable installed on my roof by this guy about 10 years ago. I'm surprised he didn't offer me fries with that. The cable only worked for 2 years before seeing some major problems. I called Wasatch Heat Cable, and as it turns out, the electrical wasn't set up the right way, and the cable had some serious installation flaws. Wasatch Heat Cable salvaged what they could and set up everything correctly. I've been problem-free for about 7 years now, and I really wish I had called Wasatch Heat Cable the first time around. It would have saved me a lot of money.
This is Eric with Wasatch Heat Cable. We get a lot of people, like Tony, calling us to fix issues with their heat cable systems. We've been installing heat cable on roofs for 20 years. Our technicians really know what they're doing. Schedule your service today. Call 801-866-1110. That's 801-866-1110. Or visit wasatchheatcable.com.
Back to school savings. Shopko Optical is offering 50% off frames with lens purchase. Visit shopko.com to schedule an exam and for offer details and limitations.
President Biden at this hour talking about the constitutional right to vote and the integrity of our election system. Let's listen in for just a moment.
Fake. And then try to bring down the American experiment just because you're unhappy. That's not statesmanship. That's not statesmanship. That's selfishness. That's not democracy. It's the denial of the right to vote. It suppresses. It subjugates. The denial of full and free and fair elections is the most un-American thing than any of us can imagine. The most undemocratic, the most unpatriotic, and sadly, not unprecedented. From denying enslaved people full citizenship until the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments after the Civil War, to denying women the right to vote until the 19th Amendment 100 years ago, to poll taxes and literacy tests and the Ku Klux Klan campaigns of violence and terror that lasted into the 50s and 60s. So the Supreme Court decision in 2013, and then again just 2 weeks ago, a decision that weakened the landmark Voting Rights Act, to the willful attacks, election attacks in 2020, and then to a whole other level of threat, the violence and the deadly insurrection on the Capitol on January 6th.
President Biden today speaking about the importance of protecting the right to vote, offering a speech at this hour. We'll continue to bring you the very latest throughout the afternoon here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Coca-Cola is changing Coke Zero. The company says they are tweaking the drink recipe in an effort to make the drink taste more like regular Coke. The can will also change to all red rather than red and black. Lowe's is launching its own TV reality show. The company says it's teaming up with Damon John from ABC Shark Tank for the show. Small businesses will pitch their ideas and get the chance to sell their products on Lowe's.com. Popeyes is adding chicken nuggets to its menu. The fast food chain will debut the nuggets starting in July 27th, actually. They'll be sold in packages ranging from 4 to 36 pieces. And taking a look at your money at this moment, markets in negative territory with the Dow down by 96 points, sitting at 34,900. S&P 500 down by 11 and the NASDAQ off by 37.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities who would help our newest neighbors. Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.